Welcome to the Shamanism and Spirituality Podcast with your host, Karina Dharma. I am a shamanic practitioner, healer, spiritual guide, mentor, retreat leader, medicine woman, facilitator, writer, and speaker. My mission is to empower you to heal your ancestral lineage, reclaim your personal power, and activate your unique gifts and purpose. On this platform, you can expect authentic, real, and raw conversations centered around shamanism and spirituality that will empower you to create the life that you desire and deserve. I'm so grateful to have you here. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Shamanism and Spirituality Podcast with your host, Karina. And today, I'm so excited to have a very special and dear guest, one of my mentors and dear friends, Beata Alfoldi, who is here with us, and I would love her to just introduce herself and tell you guys why she's here today.
Thank you so much, Karina. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here with you and with your community, darling. I'm an international workshop facilitator. I'm a medicine woman. I am a spiritual leader and teacher, and I facilitate deep transformation in people's lives.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. We're so honored to have you here. And, you know, I feel like you're someone who's very qualified to have this conversation. And I was telling you that there was no one else that I could think of to bring on for the topic of really speaking about how we can let go of, you know, these fears and worries and doubts of when we step into our path and we may worry about what others think of us or judge us. And I know you've been someone who has really mastered this, you know, within your self-love, within your boundaries, within the work that you do. So I'd love for you to maybe first share, how did you get onto this path of the work that you do today? So maybe the audience can kind of get to know you a little deeper. And then we can maybe go into, you know, how you've really evolved into this woman who is so embodied in herself and who she is.
Well, I think all of our paths actually are written in the stars before our birth. But when I consciously stepped into this path, it was 2007. I had come from an international dance background into yoga facilitation. And then one of my students at the time said, oh, there's a new school of shamanism and eco-psychology opening up here in Sydney in Australia. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you would really resonate with this work. So I went to the open day, and after 2 years, I loved it, of course. After 2 years of training in shamanism, energetic healing, eco-psychology, and basically earth-centered practices, I then traveled to Peru and lived and studied and worked there for about a year on and off, facilitated retreats, worked with plant medicines in the Amazon as well as the Andes. And then my travels as well as my global retreats and offerings took me to Peru, Ecuador, Guatemala. And now here I am in Europe and really feeling the ancestral and earth tribal energies of this land, which feels very, very potent in this next part of my life. So I'm super honored to be walking this path. It's a path of impeccability, of integrity, of personal power, as well as beauty. And I always say to people, if the only prayer we say every day is thank you for my life, thank you for everything that is unfolding in my life, then that would be enough. So just this awareness that we are very deeply in a process of co-creation with life.
That is so beautiful. Thank you for sharing. I love to hear that deep story. Even though I know a lot about your story, I'm always like learning something new and, you know, how you got onto your path. It's so, so beautiful. And thank you for sharing that practice. I think gratitude is so important, and it's something that is so connected to this path, right? To our spiritual and shamanic path is to really, you know, be in the state of gratitude, and everything just unfolds from there.
That's right. That's right, darling. And I think this space of gratitude is not this space where we haven't gone through challenging journeys, where we won't go through any more challenging journeys, because the human experience, a part of it, is that we unfortunately mainly grow through the strong and tough experiences that we have in our life. But it is a reminder that the only way that we can move on from an experience is through forgiveness and then the practice of gratitude, which you and I have shared together in conversation many times before.
Yes, definitely. And could you tell the audience a little bit about maybe what really sparked your interest to get on this path, and maybe what were some of the challenges you were going through that really directed you into this work?
Well, what really sparked my interest was this deep desire to step into a deeper responsibility for others. You know, I've had a very challenging childhood that involved all sorts of, you know, separation, divorce of my parents. There was alcohol, drug abuse, violence. And then in 2011, as you are aware, I lost my son in childbirth. And so, and that began a very intense series of events, with finding out 2 weeks later that my mother was terminally ill and she then had passed, and also recognizing and acknowledging and admitting to myself that my marriage was actually falling apart. Lost my finances. I mean, it was a huge dark night of the soul. Now, 12 years later, and prior to this, I can honestly look back at this part time of my life and say it was the greatest gift that I had ever been given, because it was the beginning of me waking up to my life path and to really take myself and this work seriously and not care what anybody else thinks.
Wow, that was so powerful. Thank you. Your story is just so moving. Every time I hear it, I feel so much emotion and so much, you know, of your, like, see how you've become this powerful woman. And I think that's why I was so drawn to you when we connected and came to your retreat and, you know, worked with you. Just seeing like how embodied you are in this is so, so beautiful to see, and getting to guide others. And what you mentioned with like the dark night of the soul, I think many of us go through that, you know, myself included. I've had, you know, nights like that too, and situations and challenges, but I'd love to hear, maybe you can share with others, you know, who are going through a dark night of the soul, right? There's been a lot of death happening this last year for many people. I know a lot of my clients I've been working with, even myself, I was getting out of like an old way of being. As you know, we've been doing this work from shifting out of business into the shamanic path. And I'd love for you to maybe share with us, like, how did you navigate through this dark night of the soul, and how you kind of allowed for yourself to really blossom into this path now?
Thank you so much for this beautiful question, Karina. I had no choice but to foster a state of presence, because anyone who is listening to us right now who is going through grief, death, loss, illness, whatever it is, it is vital that we just stay in the now, and the next now, and then the next now. One of the things, I had many practices that really supported me. I'm going to offer a few into this space. For those of you that are going through a very deep challenge right now, journaling and allowing yourself to foster a journal practice where you know nobody else will read what you are writing and what is deeply in your heart and in your thoughts is vitally important, as well as some type of daily embodied practice. You can call it a spiritual practice. It may be a simple ritual of lighting a candle every day, of having 5 or 10 minutes to meditate, to go for a walk, anything that is going to be action oriented, and I don't mean action packed, but action oriented, as in some type of, it could be just buying your flowers every week, or picking a rose to place on an altar with a photograph of a loved one, or speaking to your loved one as if they're in the room. Because as soon as we open that doorway of speaking to anyone, whether they're deceased or alive, they're in the space. They're energetically in the space. And I can say that not from a space of a learned story here, but it is a very deep and real experience that I've had over and over again. So I'd like to offer that in the space. There is also a wonderful book by Thomas More called Dark Nights of the Soul.
Beautiful. Wow. Thank you so much, Beata. That is so much. Those are so many beautiful resources and tools that I'm sure so many people can benefit from. And I know, yes, you have one more.
Oh, and to allow yourself to grieve and to feel it all.
Yes. Embodiment, feeling. I think that's where so many people get stuck, is because we're conditioned by society that we can't express our emotions. We can't feel. We have to have everything together. So when things are crumbling and falling apart, it's like we're just trying to like act like it's all okay, but really it's not. And I love how you just share, you know, your life story and your example is, yes, it was challenging and it was, you know, I'm sure you were going through a lot of emotions, but look at you now and how you've navigated out of that. And, you know, it's like those stories and challenges all become blessings and lessons. And now, like you've taught us in the shamanic practitioner training, is like, I loved when you said, collect the little rocks and stones for each challenge, because it's like showing you your resilience, your strength, and how much you've grown. And you know, that's something that I've always been doing, is reflecting on like, how has every challenge in my life served me to become the highest version of me? Right.
I mean, Karina, it's just wonderful to hear you talk. I mean, you are a lot younger than me, and to be surrounded by so many people that are really awakening and fostering a path of deep spirituality and service just fills my heart with so much joy, and it gives me so much hope that life continues to move forward no matter what we see and hear going on around us. And I really acknowledge what you're sharing here, especially in the West. We live in a society where the Instagram reels and everything looks shiny on the outside, and so many people are deeply suffering because they cannot relate to anybody. They cannot relate because they might be going through something that is so deep.
Yes, no, you said it. That was so, so important. And, you know, I think it's about fostering those connections and really creating this community. And, you know, I think that's why I was so drawn to connect with you and the work that you do, because it's like we're all on that path together, and it doesn't matter what age we are. It's like there's, you know, I'm even noticing the women I work with are all different ages, and it's so beautiful to see this and to witness others stepping into, you know, their truth and their purpose and navigating out of these challenges and using these tools and working with mentors and all of these things. Yeah.
Absolutely. So absolutely, darling. And the way in which we see women coming together now, from the maiden to the mother to the queen to the wise woman, and then, you know, the elder here, you know, all of us now are coming together because we're recognizing that there is so much wisdom and so many gifts to be shared amongst each other at every age and at every stage, and we're all inspiring each other to become the best versions of ourselves. We're not gathering anymore to gossip. That time is gone. That story, thank goodness, is gone. We're now gathering with like-minded sisters and like-minded women to go, hey, we can do more together. Let's create something fabulous.
Yes. Oh, I love that, because I think that is so needed right now. And you know, those, we both create those spaces for women and for men as well. You know, it's just as important.
Yes.
The men need it too. And it's, but more predominantly for women, because we have this, like, you know, the witch wound, the sister wound, and now, like you said, coming together, really collaborating, supporting each other. I think that's really beautiful. Yeah. And I'd love to know, for the people who are maybe in this, you know, either dark night of the soul, or they're, you know, really putting themselves into a new path, like we have done, you know, and they're feeling this resistance or this fear or this doubt in themselves, or they're worrying about what others think, or, you know, all the stories that people create. Could you speak a little bit on that, maybe how you navigated through that when you first started your path, and you know, how you kind of became this embodied medicine woman who is just so in her power, in her boundaries, in, you know, just so in integrity with who you are and the work that you do?
Well, I always say to people, because I've changed careers, big careers, the most important careers that I've had three times, with different navigational stories in between. And the way that I chose to do it, which I think is very, very important for everybody, is not to completely cut off the work that has been bringing in your base of foundational financial needs. Because so many people, I say, I've done this training, or I've done this training, now I'm going to give the my life's work up that has been supporting me and sometimes my family for X amount of years, because I want to follow my passion. And I always say, it's great to follow your passion and have a vision, but don't give up your day job just yet. So this is about organizing time, staying committed, visioning the bigger picture, and slowly, slowly weaning yourself away from that career that was supporting you financially, so that you can step into this new path, whatever it is that whoever is listening right now, whatever it is that is really calling your heart, that is calling your soul, step into it in a way that you will not move into fear and then give everything up at the first sign of trouble.
Yeah, that's really great advice. I love that. Yeah, I think for many people, it's like, you know, it's either like, oh, I got to take this big step and it all has to work out, and there's so much pressure behind that. And then that's when the fear and the doubt and the scarcity and all of these things start to creep in, right? Because, oh, well, it's not working fast enough.
Oh, darling. And this is my favorite line. It's not working quick enough. Well, how long do things actually take to build? Mm-hmm. How long does the foundational piece of a relationship, of a new career or life path or a home, good eating habits take? It takes however long it takes. And I always say to people, once your foundations are sorted and you have enough abundance, enough money coming in, not to be in survival mode, then and only then can you really step forward authentically and pursue your dreams with passion.
Yes, so powerful. I absolutely love that. And I think that's definitely going to resonate with a lot of people. And then kind of the second part of what I was asking there is speaking more into like worrying about what others might think or how they might judge you for being on this new path or really following your purpose or your vision. And so can you speak into that a little bit, of maybe if you had resistance in your life and how you navigated that?
Well, I mean, I had not so much resistance for myself, but I noticed that there were a lot of people around me, especially coming from a professional dance and theatre background. I noticed that a lot of my peers of that era thought I'd gone bonkers, to be quite honest with you, because suddenly, you know, I'd gone into yoga. Well, that was fine because that was acceptable. But then when I started really stepping into my shamanic path and bringing out my drum and channeling my voice and going on all these extraordinary journeys, having the good fortune to meet traditional owners and Indigenous elders from all sorts of countries, then people started thinking, God, has she lost her mind? And, you know, I'm a really funny woman. And so, you know, I'd meet these people at different events and things like that when I was already really in this shamanic world. And they'd be like, oh, you're kind of still the same. And I was like, yeah. Authentically, I'm still the same, but I've stepped even into myself more and allowed myself to expand into who I am even more with no restrictions. And yes, there was resistance from all sorts of areas of my life, but I finally got to this conclusion where, honestly, Karina, a lot of people will judge you no matter what you're doing. You might as well just go for it.
Yes. Oh, amen to that.
Amen to that. I always say to people, there is a block and delete on social media. Now, if someone is coming into my house on social media, which is my platform, mm-hmm. and they don't agree with something that I'm saying and they decide that they're going to be rude, it's like, well, I don't think you'd come up to my face or into my house and speak to me like that. That's a block and a delete. Goodbye.
Yes.
Oh, we don't have that. To agree, but there has to be a level of respect and also an awareness that if someone is emotionally charged with something around a topic, they're going to come at you with their own stories and their own viewpoint. Mm-hmm. These days, I really, it's very rare that I will engage in some type of a debate of someone saying, but this is my opinion and yours is wrong, because for me, it's a waste of time. It's just a waste of time. And I'd rather be doing other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're so right. And I remember when we were working together, I think I had a few moments of that because I was stepping into this path and I was like, oh my God, like, you know, there's resistance. There's people who, yeah, like you said, they're you definitely feel this level of judgment and, you know, I've had comments, I'm sure you've had, but yes, I totally agree. It's like, just block and delete. If this person isn't adding value or they're not open to having a, you know, conscious way of disagreeing or like a conversation around that of, you know, it's just like you said, that's wasting our energy and our precious time when we can be serving others and creating more and, you know, just really following our heart it's just not worth our energy. So I love that you shared that.
No, it isn't, darling. And I will say this to anyone who is on a conscious path of evolution, which I presume most people on this platform would be, is that there will come a time in all of our journeys, as we've all experienced, where you've outgrown so many of the connections and the people that you used to be inspired by or working with or even being with. There will come a time where that no longer satisfies you and you reach this liminal space of I'm alone. I haven't quite got to the next space where I've found the others because I'm not there yet myself, but all of us that are on this path and committed to the path seriously will find that there will come a time where you're like, where is everyone? I'm out here on my own. And that's the point where I'll say to everyone, focus even more on your path and find the others. Let your freak flag fly. They're out there.
Yes. I love that you're saying that because I've noticed this happening for me in the last years. And, you know, now I'm in a place where I'm really embodying that solitude and, you know, working with Enrique and our vision aligning and not worrying so much about like other connections that aren't there anymore because we hold on so much to these old ways of being, old resources, old friendships that just are wanting to crumble away naturally. And they will, right? If we just allow for ourselves to really step into our authentic path, as you're saying, and not worry about, you know, how that's going to look, right? And focusing on yourself is so, so important in the sense this is how we really get over this fear and doubt and caring and worrying about what others think of us, because the reality is not, people don't really care. We just think that they do, right? Like we have social media and Instagram and we're like, oh, like I only got like 100 views. Okay, who cares? Like, you know, or is that person watching me? And it's like, everyone's so focused on their own life. And I always say, like, even with this podcast, this is more like a passion of mine. Like, you know, yes, I know there's, even if there's one person out there listening, like, great, it can impact them and they can resonate with what I'm sharing. And it doesn't matter if there's others who don't, or they don't resonate, or they judge you. It's just like, spirit is automatically going to just move those connections that don't align with your highest good away from you anyway.
Absolutely, darling. And I think it is our choice and responsibility and commitment to our path not to fight that, not to fight the, oh, this person is moving away from me, or that connection is not the same as it used to be. Well, of course it's not, because you're changing and other people change as well. It doesn't mean that those people are not on the outer layer or not somehow in our lives, but it does mean that I'm now consciously choosing who I spend time with, because it needs to add value.
Yes, 100%. And I was speaking to a sister the other day. It's like keeping our circle small. The smaller, the better, right? If we can just focus on our path and vision and surround ourselves with the people who really see us and support us, that's how we're going to create success in our life, and not just financially, but, you know, in this inner peace, this self-love, this life that we create, where we actually wake up every day and we love where we're living. Like you and me, we're surrounded by cats and plants and, you know, doing our witchy things on this, on this time of year.
I love that. We're surrounded by cats and plants. And don't forget, we're also surrounded by so much love.
Yes, so much love. Yeah.
So much gratitude. And you are absolutely right. I really hear and resonate with everything that you're sharing. And, you know, the fact that you just keep moving forward, Karina, I'm just watching you with awe going, wow, this is amazing. Like, well done. You say you're going to do something and then you step in and next minute I'm seeing you doing it. And as you said, it doesn't matter. You know, it's like, showing up to the studio for your first workshop and there's one person there, you're going to do that workshop. You're going to do that workshop because that one person and that entire energy that you extended that day is going to continue to blossom out and out and out. And the next workshop, there's going to be 10 and then 20 and then 30. And then you've got a waiting list. And that's how it goes. You just show up and say, I'm ready. I'm here. This is a yes from me to spirit and to life.
I love that. That just gave me chills. That actually brought up a story I want to share of that actually happened to me last year. I went to go do a talk at Tulum Girl Gang, which is like a girl membership, women's membership that one of the sisters in this community created, where we can public speak and share on a topic. And that week that I was meant to present, there were only two women that showed up. And it was like, at first I'm like, oh, like, I already don't like speaking. And now, like, there was this sense of, you know, oh, there's not enough people. Like, should I even do it? Exactly what you were saying. And, you know, I did it and I delivered like the most confident talk ever around conscious relationships, of speaking of, you know, my partnership with Enrique, as you know. And one of the women there, she was like an older, wiser woman that had been in the community. And she's since then been coming to all my women circles, to our medicine ceremonies. And like, that's just an example of, you know, you create that ripple effect when you really step into what you're meant to be doing and you do it and not worry about how many people are watching you or showing up. So thank you for sharing that, because that deeply even resonated with me like recently this year. And when I had to get over that story myself.
Well done you. And then here you have it. This lady that continues to support and honor your work. I mean, this is, it's so vital that we just show up. That's half of it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And thank you so much for what you said about, like, you know, seeing me. And I know that we've had this, you know, deep relationship and, you know, connection with the retreats I've been on and the mentorships I've done with you. I'd love for you to, you know, just speak into, like, how you've, you know, I know you already mentioned, but how you've really seen me evolve on this path since I've worked with you, because I would love the audience to also know how amazing you are and like the work that you do. And of course, we'll give you space to share with them how they can connect with you as well, but how you've kind of seen, you know, me
your evolve, evolution.
My evolution, yes, working with you.
Well, we connected only about 2 years ago, no?
Mm-hmm. 2 years ago.
And yeah. I remember this sense of a young woman who was very, very open, very, very seeking a change in your life, but you didn't quite know how that was going to happen. All you knew is, I need a change and I need to step forward onto a path. I'm not quite sure how that's going to look. All I know is that I'm following my instincts and I'm following the golden threads. Mm. And I remember then you did the 8-day practitioner training here in Portugal. And then you did my women's medicine retreat in Mexico after that. And since then, and through that work and also all of the work that you continue to foster with yourself and then with your partner, Enrique, I've just seen you claiming your voice, claiming your authentic self. You're working with the drum, the shamanic frame drum, in such a beautiful way in ceremonies. And I've literally seen you go from a woman who's a little bit unsure of herself in these types of fields, right, mm-hmm. because it was new, to someone who continues to step in and shine your light and then open the door for all the sisters around you to go, hey, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to keep on doing this and keep on challenging myself to grow. And then I'm seeing others around you supporting you in that, Karina. So I really just want to acknowledge you to say, wow, look at you now. Here you are on a podcast on a platform that I've never heard of before, but this is fabulous. And I'm just so proud of you. You know, you're radiating your home life as well as your physical body, as well as the way that you live your life is all integrous. It's, you are the whole package and you continue mm-hmm. to live that.
Wow. Thank you so much, Beata. You're touching my heart. That's so, so sweet to hear. And yeah, I just really appreciate your reflection. And, you know, I'm really, really grateful that we got to connect and that spirit connected us, you know, together. And I know that it's so important to be surrounded by women that empower us, inspire us. And you're definitely that mirror for me, because I see myself in you and I'm stepping into, you know, a very similar path and doing a lot of, you know, medicine work as well and ceremonies. So it's just really, really beautiful to continue, you know, weaving this relationship with you and yeah, just learning from you. And, you know, you just have so much to share with so many. So I'd love to, you know, open up the space as we close, being mindful of your time, of how, you know, you support others and how mm-hmm. others could reach out to you and what you could support them with.
Mm. So I have my website, which is beataalfoldi.com. And I've just put up my new 8-day live-in practitioner training here in Portugal next year, which is from the 29th of August to the 5th of September. As well as my online one-on-one mentoring programs, 3, 6, and 9-month programs. I'm also offering private and group ceremonies. I'll be doing different types of plant medicine ceremonies around the world, but I will not be sharing those so much anymore on my website. It will be more about if people are really drawn to this work and I'm working with them in terms of I've already worked with them, and if they knew there would be an interview process, then reach out to me, because there is so much that's happening in the world now where we all need to just be aware that the plant medicines of the earth are under attack. and the use of them is under attack. And I am very much pro responsible use in all of these spaces and really bringing in very deep preparation and integration processes, building that bridge between people that are psychiatrists and psychologists, psychedelic therapists, as well as shamanic practitioners, as well as Indigenous people that have been working with these medicines for such a long time. These types of two different paths need to come together to create something that is united, that is not exclusive of one or the other. And so my work, as I step more and more into this path, will certainly be fostering these paths moving forward. And I am writing my book, so that I envisage will be birthed at the end of next year. So watch this space.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. Yeah, you have so many exciting projects. I'm also writing a book like you. I feel like we're so like aligned. So I can't wait to read yours. And
likewise.
It's really, really powerful. And I'll definitely drop all the links in the show notes with your website and your Instagram so others can follow you. And I just love what you said about, you know, keeping medicine sacred and protected and also ourselves and, you know, working with this in integrity. And, you know, that's probably a whole other conversation we can have.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But thank you so, so much, Beata, for your time, for your wisdom, for everything, your presence. I really love and appreciate you so much. And I'm sure if you're open, we'll probably have you back at some point.
Of course, darling. I am so, so grateful to be here, beautiful lady. Mm-hmm. And I really just want to share with your audience that, you know, for all of us now, it's vitally important that we stick to our daily spiritual practices and keep our hearts loving and open and kind, and not to foster division within ourselves so that we don't continue to see it in our world. So, you know, everything comes and starts from within. Peace, love and beauty starts within our heart so that we can radiate that out into the world.
Beautifully said. Thank you so much for your wise words, as always. All right. Love you so much. Have a beautiful day or a beautiful night, and talk to you soon.
Love you too, gorgeous. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Shamanism and Spirituality podcast. I'm so grateful that you took the time to drop in deep with us today. I trust that you resonate with what we are sharing on this platform and you receive the medicine you needed from this episode. This is an invitation to share any of your transformational takeaways by posting on your Instagram story and tagging me, I am Karina Dharma. I also ask that you take 15 seconds to please leave us a 5-star review, as this will go a long way to spread our work with others around the world. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss out on our future weekly episodes. Please share this with your friends, family, clients, or anyone you know that would benefit from listening to this podcast. And if you're interested in finding out more about me or how we can work together through our transformational programs, mentorships, and retreats, then please visit my website, karinadharma.com. You can also subscribe to my email list by downloading a free meditation, which you can access via a link in the show notes or on the homepage of my website.